is studio destined to create radio genius.
Nice to be here at CITR. I love a college radio.
It's amazing. It's like a self-propelled carnival ride. It's awesome.
Two guys came together to create one of the world's finest variety shows.
Sorry, Teddy. I was coming as fast as I could.
Oh, my God. There's breasts in the window. Look.
It's all about performances.
Cops and, you know, sirens. Lots of action here.
Lots of action.
We got a phone call.
Keeps catching us off guard when we see a phone call come in here, so we're working on it.
Every Tuesday night at 11 o'clock p.m., CITR 101.9 FM brings a show like no other.
Because we're going to go behind the scenes and let you know all the hidden details and all the secrets.
Girl dressed up as a guy. I've seen a couple of those mustaches.
I'm adjusting myself as we speak.
Oh.
Teddy Smooth and E-Rock present Cabaradio.
You stroke it more. You'll get better at it.
If you're a freak, if you're a geek, if you like cabaret, take a listen to this.
The following program, Cabaradio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, and coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
There is a man so hilarious. People have called him hilarious.
That's hilarious!
He's a man so groundbreaking that some have ventured to say he's the next big thing. And recently he was voted third best in the Georgia Straits Best Late Night Radio DJ category. Congratulations, Teddy Smooth. You are third best.
So to you, the listener, if you're looking for first or even second-rate entertainment, you have come to the wrong place. But if you have come for third-rate entertainment, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. CITR 101.9 FM, Teddy Smooth and E-Rock presents Cabaradio.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabaradio! Tonight, Teddy welcomes singer-songwriter Taylor Hart! With special moments with Teddy and E-Rock. As always, that's Teddy in the background and upcoming events. I'm Eric Carberry, and now, here's Teddy!
I thought for sure Come On Down was going to be in there somewhere. That was a total Come On Down voice tonight. Oh, well, by the way, thank you very much. Yeah, you can sit down over there. Thank you. Are they going to disappear really quickly like last time?
Yeah.
let's ask them to quiet down. All right.
Shut it!
Thank you.
Thank you. E-Rock, you're not supposed to speak to the guests like that.
You know, I got all flustered at the start. Look at my microphone.
Yeah, your microphone's screwed up, man. That's really weird.
Sorry.
I'm going to turn yours down there for a second.
Yeah.
Welcome to Cab Radio, everybody. My name's Teddy Smooth. That's E-Rock over there. Now you know why he wasn't called E-Smooth. Because he's... okay, he's back. That was horrible. First off, I'd like to say hello to somebody, one of our favorite listeners here at Cab Radio, Teresa. She is listening out there.
Mama Rels.
Is out there listening, and we hear she enjoys our show and listens in for a bit after her son gets off the air. So if you're listening tonight, thank you for listening, and I'm glad you enjoy our show.
We enjoy your son? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Rouse. E-Rock's sometimes known for his...
Like, what I meant
inappropriate
by that
comments.
Was... Oh, God.
Now, there are... They're on before us, E-Rock.
God. Well, they're still here.
This is going to be awkward from now on.
Yeah. Well, we'll work on it.
I like that Sade earlier, by the way, boys. If you were listening in, we dropped some Sade in there. That was pretty sweet. Brought it down on all personal level, like personal and shit, you know? It was good. Yeah. I love you like a rock. I know, I'm not going to sing like Sade. She's such a beautiful singer. I love her. She's got some sweet, smooth sounds. Good baby-making music, I tell you what.
See you guys.
All right. Enough of the silly talk here on Cab Radio. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Yes.
This is CITR's newest radio show on every Tuesday at 11, full of excellent, wonderful clips between me and E-Rock, just like what you just heard. So make sure you tune in every night, every Tuesday night at 11. Tonight on the show, we have Taylor Harp. He's going to be playing on Friday at the Rio Theater. They're doing an emerging artist series, a Rio showcase. I don't have the information right in front of me, but there it is. It's featuring Vancouver's most promising singer-songwriters. So there's a whole bunch of them. It's going to be this Friday at the Rio Theater. So he's going to be on the show a little bit later. I believe E-Rock might pop in a tune or two, perhaps. Some magical moments might happen a little bit later between the two of us. Certainly not in those first 5 minutes.
Moments of mayhem.
But you know, it's been a big, crazy week. I'm in the final days of my 20s, E-Rock.
Wow.
The final days.
Up there.
I know. The final days of my 20s are approaching, and you know, everyone's wondering how I'm doing.
You're gonna be dead soon, won't you?
Pretty much.
Like, you're almost there. I mean, after 30, there's really nothing left.
I'm peaking right now.
It's true. Well.
And then I'm quickly going down the hill.
Is that what that bump in your pants was?
Yeah.
That's
why I took my pants off. So, well, that and I'm in the no pants chair.
Yeah.
But 30's a...
That's a good age.
People have been thinking it's a big number. I don't take much stock in it necessarily. What about you? You're what, 20?
28. So I got a couple of years to go still, but...
Are you afraid of growing older? Is that one of your fears?
You know, I'm not too scared of growing older, just because I worked a lot of construction back in the day, and I just found that age is now just a number. It's once you kind of get out of high school, you start working with people of all different ages, you start to get to know people for who the person is, and, you know, who cares if you're 30 years older than me, you're still a person just like me. I don't know. So I'm not scared to grow older.
But obviously there's differences between a 50-year-old and a 30-year-old. So there is differences in age. There are certain gaps there. You can't just say people are people. Because people do go to... Certain people don't. You may not. But there are people that believe, you know, when they turn 60, they're ancient.
Yeah, but...
And there's people when they... Well,
I met a woman today, actually, in Echo. My new place of work.
Shameless.
But I met this woman in there today, and she, I don't want to say this wrong if she's listening, but I believe she was about 65, 70 years old, and she was just like, bang, 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 right there, witty, and just, you know, having a great time with me, and totally flirting with me, and being, it was great to see. And, you know, when you say... Some people, when they get to that age, that they kind of like, oh, well, you know, I'm older now, and blah, blah, blah. It's like, eh, bullshit.
Yeah, I think so. I believe that. You're as old as you feel, because, you know, what's...
Yeah, what's another year?
What's another year, really? I mean, eventually you get to a point where...
I still feel like I'm 12.
Yeah, you look like it.
I do have the body of a 12-year-old girl.
But anyways, if we're going to talk about it a little bit later in the show... If you would like to come out, I'm having a couple birthday bashes. I figured since I'm leaving my 20s, that I might as well have two birthdays. So I'm having a party. Well, I'm going to a party. It's at Dollhouse on Saturday night. It's the Oktoberlesque, and I went there a couple years for my birthday.
Can anybody show up?
Anyone can show up. Yeah, of course. I like to make my birthdays public. And then on Sunday, I'll be performing at Kitty Nights. I'll actually not be DJing. DJ Katel, friend of the show, will be on in my stead in the DJ booth, and I will actually be doing some boylesque dancing. So to celebrate turning 30, it's the actual day of my birthday as well. I will be
showing your gear.
I will, well, you know, it's burlesque.
almost showing your gear.
So, I'll be... But there has been a few shows where I've had too much sauce, and the gear has made an appearance. Very brief appearance, but the gear has definitely made an appearance.
Not always meant to be.
You can tell if I'm you can tell if I have a gentleman's trim or not.
And do you right now? Wait a sec, no pants.
You'll have to come on Sunday and find out if you're listening.
That is no gentleman down there, Teddy. Wow.
Whoa.
I hope by Sunday you have taken some classes on... I'm sorry. No, it looks great. Like, it kind of looks like you've got buckwheat
between
your legs.
You know, it's my birthday. I'm turning 30, and you're going to treat me like this? This isn't really appropriate conversation for the radio.
Wow. I don't... I'm sorry?
All right, well... This is actually, this conversation has totally turned sour, and you know what? I think that we're just going to come back. You know, some people just grow older, and some people never mature, Eric, okay? So we're going to play a couple songs here, and we're actually going to come back and bring in Taylor Harp, because we're going to hear some live music. We're going to hear, I believe, his new single, He Brought It, which is just coming out now, so that's exciting. And we're also, well, we'll see what else he's got. He just got here, so I got to go talk to him. And we're also going to do some upcoming events later, so stay tuned.
Maybe you're one of those people that, when they get older, they say, well, I'm older now, and I can't... I'm beginning to get that from you, Teddy. I mean, now you're saying that you're upset about your birthday. I just don't want to go out on a bad note here, because I feel like me and you, it's like almost sleeping together or being in a relation... Sorry. That was...
What? Excuse me? Like wow. Sleeping together?
No, wait.
I don't think so.
What I meant to say was it's like a relationship where...
A relationship? What are you even trying to say?
Teddy, don't fire me.
Please. All right. Well, you know, E-Rock's, I'm just going to have a talk with him here in the booth, and we'll be back. I just wanted to say this is hopefully what I'll be saying on my birthday.
No lemonade. folks judge you by the clothes you wear. They swear you a hippie if you have long hair. Young politicians fight for poverty.
Look at his face. Is this an album cover? Oh, this is Alviro.
Talking about my generation.
Damn.
CITR 101.9 FM in conjunction with the Vancouver Film Festival present Discorama by Glacé. From 1959 to 1974, Denise Glacé's popular music program Discorama featured everyone who is anyone in French music, from Serge Gainsbourg and Charles Aznavour to Juliette Gréco and Johnny Hallyday. Esther Heffenberg's chronicle of the show is both a vividly entertaining film and an invaluable historical document. Discorama by Glacé, playing Thursday, October 1st at Van City Theatre, Sunday, October 4th at Pacific Cinémathèque, and Sunday, October 11th at Empire Granville. Brought to you by the Vancouver International Film Festival and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
To CITR's newest radio show, Cab Radio. We'll be back with Taylor Harp right after this. And now, another important message from TextYourWayOutOfTrouble.com. Hey, we all know your girlfriend's great, but sometimes you just need a little something on the side. We all do. Before, you had to phone and worry that your girlfriend might hear the quiver in your voice. But now you can be worry-free. Send a text message. TextYourWayOutOfTrouble.com presents their new pussy package. Send all the text messages you want for only $12.95 a month. Send a text message and set your mind at ease as you ravage the body of your lover. Here at TextYourWayOutOfTrouble.com, we can't cheat on your girlfriend for you, but we can help. TextYourWayOutOfTrouble.com. It's that easy.
Today, won't you listen to what I say? This story is about a chick. Man, what makes my baby so slick? I say, ooh, 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 man. Dig those crazy lips. I say, ooh, 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 man. Boy, she really flips. I say, ooh, 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 man. Dig that crazy chick. I say, ooh, ooh, ooh. I say, ooh, 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 man. She's a real god size. I say, ooh, 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 man. Dig that crazy chick.
A stick of butter melted. Stick it all in a bowl, baby. Stir it with a wooden spoon. Mix in a cup of flour. You'll be in heaven soon.
Say, everybody have seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick me up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Ooh, suck on my chocolate salted balls. Stick them in your mouth and suck them. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. They're packed full of vitamins and good for you. So suck on my balls. Quarter a cup of unsweetened chocolate and a half a cup of brandy. Then throw in a bag or two of sugar and just a pinch of vanilla. Grease up the cookie sheet, 'cause I hate when my balls stick. Then preheat the oven to 350 and give the spoon a lick. Say, everybody have seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick me up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. Put them in your mouth and suck them. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. They're packed full of goodness, high in fiber. Suck on my balls. Hey, wait a minute. What's that smell? It smells like something burning. Well, that don't confront me none. Long as I get my rent paid on Friday. Baby, you better get back in the kitchen. 'Cause I got a sneaking suspicion. Oh, man, baby. Baby, you just burned my balls. Come on, my balls on fire.
Chocolate Salty Balls here on Cabaret Radio. I played that song, of course, because I'm going to be performing Boylesque at Kitty Nights this Sunday. I won't be DJing. DJ K-Tel will be there in my stead, as it is my 30th birthday, and that is one of the numbers that I'll be performing to. I'll be doing my epic piece, Chocolate Salty Balls.
Why do I keep getting the screwed up microphone?
I don't know. I turned your mic off, so while you fix that problem over there. Other voices here in the background, we have Taylor Harp joining us in studio here on Cab Radio on CITR 101.9. Hello, Taylor.
Hello, Teddy Smooth.
How are you? You need to speak a little bit closer to the mic there.
How's that?
There we go. We are on college and campus. You can't be too far away. Two fingers right there. All right. Now, you got a show coming up this Friday at the Rio.
Yes.
The Rio Showcase Series. Now, it's got a whole bunch of different people on the bill. And it's all for emerging singers and songwriters. Is that what you consider yourself, an emerging artist?
That's what it says on the bill, so I'll stick with that, yeah.
As long as what the promotion bill says, that's what you guys will go with. Is that correct? Is that what you're telling me here?
That sounds good. I like it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's your first time on Cab Radio. You were on another incarnation, but this is a long time ago.
That was a long time. It was when it was back on, can I say the other station?
Well, sure you can.
It was back when you were on Co-op.
I was on Co-op at the time, yes.
And I think it was Halloween or close to Halloween.
Yeah.
It was about a year ago.
I think we premiered one of your songs then called Fallen.
That's right.
Yes. We had that on all on disc there. And tonight we're going to premiere another one of your new songs, which is exciting. Are you going to play this one live on Friday? Your new one?
Yeah, I'll be playing that with the band. I'll be playing with the band on Friday.
I don't believe it is a premiere, though, is it? Because you did... I think I heard you say that it was played on The Peak?
No, it hasn't been played on The Peak
Thanks
yet.
For mentioning them. Jeez.
But
I have love for everybody.
Whatever.
I'm sorry, Smooth, if you do not.
They are.
And thanks for ruining saying we had a premiere. Now everyone knows that it was maybe not a premiere.
We're trying
to keep this show third best, okay?
With
that crap, we're going to fall.
Third best. Yeah, I thought it was voted number one.
Well number one. What am I doing here? Eyes.
I thought Should've. This was the number one show.
Well, it's not number one because it's like that.
E-Rock.
We cannot get to number one if we lie.
Sure. How do you think you'd get to number one? Jesus.
You sleep your way to the top.
We're having a tough go tonight.
But I can't seem to get past you, and I don't know why.
I don't know.
Back to...
Yes, strum us back into Lullaby
nice.
Land.
That is nice.
What were we talking about?
Are you excited about the show this Friday? Is it something exciting? There's all these people. There's should be fun. That must be fun. I mean, I'm not a singer-songwriter. I do like radio.
You are a singer, though.
I do some singing. I have done some singing. But I've never been in like sort of a rock and roll show or a singer. How is it backstage in a show like this where there's all these people like sort of, are you guys all strumming away, like singing your little bits in the background?
Yeah, usually it's not as exciting as people think, and it's usually everyone's just kind of back there warming up and not really saying much to each other.
No, there isn't a lot of camaraderie and beer drinking and cheers. Do a lot of people drink in the world of singer-songwriters?
Before
a show?
My band does.
Your band does?
Yeah.
Yeah, your band's what, The Shield?
The Shield, that's
The Shield. How long have you been playing with them?
Well, The Shield actually is comprised of a bunch of different musicians, but the main guys are Pat Coverton, who plays the keys, who actually mixed Goodbye Jane, and I think he did a great job. And then there's a couple drummers I work with, Oliver C., who we recorded the drums and bass and guitar at his studio, and he actually played the drums and the bass on the track. So I'll be playing with those guys at the Rio show.
Yep.
And then, yeah, there's a number of different musicians I'm working with, but whoever's on stage with me, that's my shield.
That's your shield?
Yeah.
Your protective barrier of music?
Well, yeah, that's actually where it comes from. You know, because it started out playing solo acoustic, and you know, when you're up there on your own, every little mistake you make can be heard.
Right.
But you get a good band up there with you, and
you can blame it on like five other people.
Yeah, that's right. And when you make a little mistake, no one's really going to pick it out. So that's why I called them The Shield.
Nice to do that.
We also have some, we're not going to do it right now. We're going to wait until we premiere your new song. But we do have some tickets to give away for the show, too.
Yes.
Many thanks to Shameless Lee Productions and the Rio Theater for providing that with that. We also have some Rio tickets for Thursday's Midnight Show. Now, you want to listen a bit later in about 20 minutes when we do upcoming events, because I'm going to give away those tickets to the premiere of this Thursday's Where the Wild Things Are. It's this Thursday at midnight. I'm not sure.
I can't wait to see that show.
You guys know that book, the children's book?
Yeah.
One of my favorite books growing up.
Those are always a little bit touchy, you know, because you don't know how they're going to make them. But I do like Spike Jonze. So
yeah.
I think he's a creative enough guy to make it happen. So I do have some...
I kind of envision like a mix between that and some of his older films. I mean, if they could work out somewhere. Like, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this. Never mind.
No, all right.
I just envision, I know the animals or puppets or whatever the hell they're going to be, kind of being a little more street tough, maybe.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, James Gandolfini
is one of them,
and he's the guy from that TV series. I don't know. Google it. What is that series? Jeez, my dad should phone in right now. The Bob series in New Jersey. The Sopranos.
There we go.
Yeah, I kept wanting to say The Goodfellas.
The Goodfellas. Like, no, that's not it. Anyways, off topic. We have tickets to give away to Where the Wild Things Are, and we also have tickets to give away to the Rio Showcase series featuring Vancouver's most promising singer-songwriters, including live in studio Taylor Harp. Now, Taylor, let's hear some music, because people don't want to hear us talk anymore.
Okay, what do you want to hear? You want to play something on MySpace? You want to play something here for you? I got my guitar here with me.
Might as well play one for us.
Yeah, give us one live.
Okay,
we'll get the mic down there, get proper.
Let's see, which one should I do?
And then maybe, yeah, when we'll play. I've been listening all day to Nat Stone Broke off your MySpace, which is Taylor Hart Music, right, on MySpace?
That is correct.
So we'll get to that one, but let's hear. Yeah, let's E-Rock's got to go.
Let's do
tonight's show. A good idea.
I don't know if I'll be playing this one.
He doesn't have a mic, so he can't argue with me.
I'm just the assistant.
Oh, let's see. I don't know if I'll be playing this one on Friday, but let's do this one. This one works on the acoustic. All right. This one's called Honeybee.
There's a fighter in me, but I got to fight the good fight, leave those bad ones be, and come home. Come home, woman. Let go of our dreams, just like the night I sang you a bitter song, and you heard the notes carried through the trees on the breeze. Come home, just come home to your name, please. Just come home. See.
honey, if you know, honey.
You're not going to play that one on Friday?
No. We have better ones than that.
There are seven people, right, on the bill this Friday at the Rio Theater. Now, how much time does each of you get? How many songs do you get to play? I guess it depends how long the songs are, but...
Half hour set. How many other songs you can fit in, including getting on and getting your ass off the stage.
Oh, that includes setup and takedown time.
Yeah, it's going to
be... So more like, what, 20?
Probably, 5
for each?
Yeah, probably about 5 songs.
Yeah.
I think we're squeezing in 6.
We
had to. It works with our visuals. You're
going to do visuals, too.
I do. I have some great visuals.
Really?
So we're going to make...
Such as?
Oh, y'all just have to come and watch it, Teddy.
Oh, good plug.
Very nice.
I like that.
Very nice.
Slick. Smooth. We're here on CITR 101.9. This is Cab Radio. I'm here with E-Rock. We got Taylor Harp here.
Yo!
If you would like to listen online, if somehow you're listening on radio and maybe it's going in and out, like it even is at my house sometimes, I often just plug in my computer into the stereo at CITR.ca, and there's a little pop-up radio button. It's so easy these days. You just click on it, it pops right up and starts playing. You can also catch the show if you missed it or if you want to listen to it again or catch any of our old shows. And that's at CITR.ca under shows and find us under C. And then there's a whole list of all the shows we've done since our very beginning show way back in April. You can also search on iTunes Store, CITR-CabRadio. So we have to pay some bills here at the station. So we're going to be back with Taylor Harp. We're actually going to get to one of his songs off your MySpace, which I've been listening to all day, and I want to play
it. Cool, yeah.
So we're going to come back, do that. We also have tickets to give away to this show this Friday, so stay tuned and find out how to win. But that's all coming up after this.
All right.
That was nice.
That was special.
Are you a UBC student taking first-year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A+, here I come.
you're feeling, and it'll be love that's coming back to you. So make love, and it'll come back to you. Nets don't grow.
Maybe go out on a live one.
We're back here in studio, CITR 101.9 FM, one of the slickest, smoothest shows that we've had here. So if you feel like you want to listen back and hear such the smoothness that we've done tonight, do so at CITR.ca under shows and find us. It'll be up there tomorrow around 1 o'clock p.m. or depending on when I get up. But I have to work at 2, so usually it's before that.
Caution, slippery when wet.
Slippery when wet. We just heard Nat Stone Broke by Taylor Harp and The Shield. No, The Shield, sorry. No, Shield. No S on that one. And Taylor Harp and The Shield are going to be at the Rio Theater this Friday, October 9th, do the Rio Showcase Series. If someone's just tuning in, what is the Rio Showcase Series, Taylor?
Well, it's at the Rio Theater, which is a great theater. It's got great sound. Runs as a theater, but also been doing a lot of live events. I think they've hooked up with Live Nation and some of those other groups. I've seen some shows there. It has great sound. It's a beautiful theater. It's 450-plus seating, upper balcony.
Definitely. If you haven't been to the Rio Theater, they're a friend of Cab Radio and a friend of mine. And of Taylor's, and they are a great theater. And say you just got here and you're at UBC and you want to go to a cool theater and find a theater that does different stuff like midnight shows. I have some free tickets to give away. They do midnight shows every Friday.
For the Cult Classics, right?
Yeah, which is awesome. And they do premieres, which are midnight shows where people dress up and they give away prizes. So check them out. The Rio Theater, they're Broadway and Commercial, right across the street from Uncle Fatty. So you can get your late night pizza and then go check out some rad cult movies on Fridays. And they premiere all their movies on Friday, which I think is really cool. Like Where the Wild Things Are is going to start on, it's going to be Thursday at midnight. Well, I guess that's technically Friday, but you know what I mean. Thursday midnight.
Right.
I hate all that like technical stuff.
I went to a movie with the doctor.
The doctor?
And
he's a... The doctor is one of our regulars here on Cab Radio. He shows up every once in a while. And sometimes
drop
he says
things off for you guys.
Sometimes he says some things. Sometimes he doesn't.
But he got the tickets, and he's like, "Hey, let's go. It's the midnight show." So I was like, "Okay, yeah, I can do that." And we showed up, and there was nobody in the theater, and they were kind of one person kind of sweeping up, and we kind of looked at each other. We're like, "Okay," so we went in and played Buck Hunter for about a good half an hour, because we showed up early expecting that there would be a wait for them, or like a line for them to get in. And played Buck Hunter, we're having a great time, and then all of a sudden we walk over to get some popcorn, and we're like, can we get some popcorn? And they're like, no, there's no movie tonight. I'm like, what do you mean? It says 12 o'clock Thursday. And they're like, well, oh yeah, I guess it's actually 12 o'clock Friday, but... Like, well, why does it say 12 o'clock Thursday on here? And they're like, well, just how it is. And I was like, oh, what? So
maybe best to visit the website and
make sure.
Double check, because it's kind of shitty when you drive for a half hour. And
well, it's independently owned, so I guess they figure they can do whatever the hell they want, right?
Hey, we're premiering your new song here on Cab Radio. We're premiering it on Cab Radio.
Yes, actually,
but
you are.
The Cab Radio premiere.
Premiere!
This is the premiere because it hasn't been played on any other stations yet.
And I think we should definitely get to that. Actually,
let's do it.
First of all, one quick thing. What the hell does Nat Stone Broke mean?
Right, okay.
Because what the hell, that's a great song.
Thank you.
But I have no idea what the title means.
It's something an old friend of mine said... Well, a long time ago when we were just kids, he said that to me, Nat Stone Broke. I wasn't sure what he meant by that. But then he explained it to me. It's about moving mountains. You know, it's about a little gnat moving a big mountain. It's about the power of the will, I suppose.
So a gnat...
Nat Stone Broke.
Which is the mountain.
It's the mountain.
And breaking the mountain.
Breaking the mountain.
Breaking down the barriers.
That's right.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Still kind of doesn't make sense.
It took
you're how old? 17?
Yeah.
Were you getting just into the herb by then or something?
I think we were going for a walk at the time, yeah.
Were you trying some fungus? hey, man, Nat Stone broke, man. Don't you get it? Yeah.
Totally. Well, my friend was a total hippie, and I don't know. We were going for a walk, so it might have been
well, that is
something
great.
To do with it.
That's a great
he
story.
He wouldn't tell me, actually, what it meant. He told me I had to think about it. It took me
oh,
a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it took
he's
me
one of those friends.
Took me a while, and then I think still didn't understand, and then he explained it to me, and then about 10 years later, I wrote a song about it.
That's great.
Yeah.
It stuck. He made you think, and it stuck with you, and you wrote a great song about it. So
the mix on the MySpace is actually done by a friend of mine named Brent Kern. I think he did a pretty slick mix on it. I like it.
Yeah, I enjoy that song as well. All right, well, it is time to get to your premiere song.
Sweet.
And it's also time to give away tickets. So if you're listening, you can give us a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And you can have two tickets to the Rio Showcase Series featuring Vancouver's most promising singer-songwriters this Friday, October 9th, at the Rio Theater, which is at Commercial and Broadway across the street from Uncle Fatty's. Doors are at 7 o'clock. Show starts at 7:30. So if you'd like to win tickets to this, phone during the new song, 604-822-2487. What are we listening to?
The song's called Goodbye Jane.
By Taylor Harp.
That's right, yeah. And a lot of other people that helped put it together.
Of course.
Always.
Not one gnat can move a mountain. You need a few gnats.
The day you said you'd do anything for me, but your needs come first. Who says that? Well, you don't want to be with a woman like that. It's like chasing a ghost. Don't do it, you don't know me. You love your sisters and you love the sun. I'll be there without you, Jane. I'll get there without you. Goodbye, Jane. Goodbye, Jane. Goodbye, Jane. Yeah. How can you laugh? How can you laugh at words like these? All I can say, all I can say is love, not money. But I'll get there without you, Jane. Yeah, I'll be there without you. Goodbye, Jane. Goodbye, Jane. Goodbye, Jane. Goodbye, Jane. Goodbye, Jane. All who hear say I'm champion, but I feel I've lost the game. So I get angry. Oh, I get angry. Take a walk to the beach. That's where the rays are dancing off the waves like a million stars. Well, I'll get there without you, Jane. I'll be there without you. I'll get there without you. Goodbye, Jane. Goodbye, Jane. Goodbye.
with his brand new single Goodbye Jane here on Cab Radio CITR 101.9. Call now to win tickets to this Friday's showcase series at the Rio Theater, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. We'll be right back with upcoming events and free tickets to Where the Wild Things Are.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Aside from shaving my back in between my privates, I don't know what I should do this week.
This is Upcoming Events with Teddy Smooth.
Hello, welcome to Upcoming Events. First off, I'd like to talk about a show that is... When is this? Oh, tomorrow night. No. So smooth. I know. You're going to put this in the highlight reel. All right. We're going to rewind there. Okay. Hold on.
Bring it back.
Ready? Rick.
Aside from shaving my back in between my privates, I don't know what I should do this week.
This is Upcoming Events with Teddy Smooth.
All right. We're going to start off tonight with a show that's happening tomorrow night. And where is it happening, you ask? Well, it's at the Media Club. And her name is Shannon Scott, a lovely young singer, songwriter herself. She's got a show tomorrow night at the Media Club. Doors are at 9 o'clock. It's also a CD release party for the Contemporary Lovers. It's the new album. So it should be good. You know, it's all sorts of groovy tunes. All sorts of fun stuff happening. The Media Club, that's at Cambie in Georgia. That's the show tomorrow night. Shannon Scott Band and their release party. So go check that out, because that's a good time, I think. I don't think you're going to be disappointed with that show. It's going to be great live music. Then we're going to move over to Thursday. Thursday at midnight, it is the premiere of Where the Wild Things Are. The Rio Theater proudly presents a special midnight premiere screening of Spike Jonze's adaptation of the Maurice Sendak classic, Where the Wild Things Are. There's prizes for best costume as well. And call now, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. I have two tickets to the special midnight show of that, so you don't even have to pay for it. And plus, it's probably going to be sweet. I hope it's going to be sweet. Spike Jonze, presentation of Where the Wild Things Are this Thursday, October 15th.
Is it the premiere?
Oh, my God. I even have the day wrong. It's not even this Thursday. This is a horrible night. It's next Thursday. But you can still win tickets to next Thursday's premiere.
And you'll hear still... about it next week as well.
I don't even have your mic on. See? Here, go.
And you'll hear about it next week as well.
Well, maybe not. We'll see if we can give away those tickets. That's hilarious.
Wow.
That was really not very good. But there is...
You were so excited earlier.
I know.
About that,
I was
too.
Excited You're about like, it. And then
this
I just
Thursday,
realized...
man, 12 o'clock.
I had my tickets already. But what? I guess you can go see the Trailer Park Boys. And Friday, there's going to be a midnight show of Monty Python, so that's going to be fun, too. Jeez Louise, this is not going well. The Rio Theater, also Sheeter. Jeez Louise. Friday, let's get back on track here. Friday, the Rio Theater Showcase Series. Experience seven of the best up-and-coming singer-songwriters this city has to offer, including our guest in studio, Taylor Harp. That is Friday, October 9th. This Friday, doors at 7 o'clock, show is at 7:30. We will talk about that more because Taylor's still here and he's playing some music. Saturday is the start of my birthday bash, if you'd like to come join in the fun with me. I'm going to be, first of all, taking in the sights and sounds at the Sweet Bowl.
fudge. So cool.
This is going to be great for the highlight reel.
Sweet Soul and Camembert Records present the return of Oktoberlesque at the Dollhouse Studios this Saturday, October 10th, starting at 10 p.m. And it says it ends at 4 a.m., but sometimes it ends later. Lederhosen, Barmaids, Mustaches, and Cleavage. It's we did it 2 years ago, and it was a lot of fun. I'm actually not going to be bartending this time. I'm actually going to be celebrating day one of my birthday there. There's DJs Michael Red, Shrek, and the Attorney, plus Sweet Soul Burlesque, Josh Martinez, and some of his friends. So that's this Saturday. Come join in the fun. Starts at 10 o'clock at Dollhouse Studios, 42 West 8th. And then part two of my birthday is going to be happening the next day, which is the actual day of my birthday. And I'm going to be performing Boylesque at Kitty Nights. So yes, I'll be handing the DJ reins over to DJ Keitel, who is awesome. And there's also going to be April O'Peel, who's hilarious, Burgundy Bricks. And one of my partners in crime in another Boylesquer, Lawrence of Arabia.
Oh man, that's a good one. I like it.
Lola Frost is going to be go-going, so it's just going to be a kick-ass night. Both the numbers I'm going to be doing are pretty sweet-ass. I must say, I'm not, you know, just tooting my own horn. I can dance quite well. I'll make you laugh. So come on down to... Yeah, you like that? Lawrence of Arabia. It is good. I gotta thank Burgundy Bricks for that one, because we had been arguing over the name for some time, and finally she just decided that was gonna be his name. So big one up to Burgundy for coming up with that one. Again, that's Kitty Nights featuring me, Boylesking, with a bunch of awesomeness, including The Professor and DJ Keitel. That is doors at 8:30. Show starts around 9, and it's just $5. So make sure you put on your party hat and come party on my actual birthday. So that's going to be awesome. And of course, we close with Monday, which is the holiday. So you can go out to the Evil Bastard Karaoke Experience, which is at the Pub 340. Their motto is sing, drink, dance, smoke, repeat. I threw in an extra one, but you know, people should dance. He should encourage that.
Why wouldn't you?
Exactly. Good karaoke, bad karaoke, you dance it out. So check him out. That is every Monday night at Pub 340, just on the corner of Canby and Hastings. That's upcoming events. What an upcoming event it was.
That was one of...
Yeah, I got the date wrong.
Highlight reel.
All right.
Lot of that.
That was pure smoothness right there.
Get some good quotes out of you there.
Yeah, you're just relishing this.
Oh, I love it.
Back here live in studio, and we have Taylor Harp, who just before upcoming events, we premiered his brand new song, Goodbye Jane. Now, Taylor, why don't you tell us about Goodbye Jane? Oh. That's so open-ended. You know, I should think of better questions to ask. I'm sorry. I'm new to this.
People want to know, though.
I know. What's the story behind? Did you break up with a girl?
Did
she break your heart? Did you break hers? Let us in, Taylor. Let us in.
You know, the song is really just about kind of juvenile love gone wrong. You know, when you're too young to know what you have, kind of on both sides. And then at the end, she was pretty ice cold.
Really?
So I wrote a song about it, and I know people seem to like it, so I'm here to shamelessly promote it.
Well, there's always
the Rio Theater.
There's always people. People can always, you know, identify with heartbreak. We all feel it. It's part of life. Unfortunately, well, fortunately, we learn and grow. We write beautiful songs about it. So you know, you gotta. We were reading earlier. Actually, there's a Kanon, his new CD, Troubadour. You know, Kanon, and on the back. In the thanks, E-Rock was mentioning it thanked like everybody from drug dealers to banks to, because everyone contributes
everybody
in life
that gave
to
him some sort of hardship.
Yeah, you don't sound so hot with that.
I think
sucker in your mouth. You're going gangster on me.
That's why I was trying not to talk that much, motherfucker.
But it's funny, you know. It's just a part of life, right?
It is.
Heartbreak and then, but you also have the love part of it as well, which must lead you down some songwriting. Like, where do you pull from? Do you pull more from the sort of quote unquote negative side of life, or do you find your songwriting pulls you from more of the love and the joy of life?
Oh, you know, so the songs come about in a lot of different ways for a lot of different reasons. But definitely what you just mentioned, that's a big part of it. What you're going through, what you've gone through, what or where you're inspired to be. And that Stone Broke is kind of about the inspiration and where what you want to do. Goodbye Jane is definitely a song in the past, but you write those songs and they help you get through the moment, but then it's a paradox because then you can never actually leave it in the past because you're performing it all the time. So it's one of those strange things. But I mean, you know, everybody needs... I was young and I was naive about love, and I think, you know, everybody needs to get schooled at some point, so...
Do you find that with some of these songs, I know E-Rock has talked about it a little bit when he plays some of his songs, which you're going to get to one later, right? You're going to do a song?
I haven't decided
yet. Yes, you are. I'm going to make you do one, because this is going to be good. What he said before, what I've experienced, like I do some writing sometimes, you know, I might publish some poetry or something I've thought of, and oftentimes, because of the personal nature of it or something like that, people assume that it's in the now or the here, and you're talking about maybe them. Where sometimes something may happen now, but it may remind you, or you may just pull from experience from before. Like Goodbye Jane, how long you? It makes me think that was a long time ago.
Well, it was,
and now it's only coming out now.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about earlier. How you can never actually leave it in the past, but you know, you write these songs and you never know which ones are going to turn out. And then you know, when you play them with the band and then you take them in the studio, they can go so many different places. But I'm happy with how it turned out. The thing is, you know, the first line of that song is "I remember the day." So, I mean, that was my way of saying, you know, this is a song, something about that happened in the past and stuff. It's funny because when I meet women and they hear me play that song, they always think I'm pining after this person, but I'm definitely not. It's years ago.
Ladies, I think he's trying to say he's available.
Well, that's what you've said as well when you've played some of your songs, E-Rock, is that they think it's about your current girlfriend. They're like, are you guys in trouble?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They'll be in the audience and ask you afterwards and say something like that. And like, well, no, I mean, it's just...
Is something wrong with you and Mare?
Well, that's a whole new topic, the whole Facebook thing and my status.
Well, yeah, there's
You know, don't get me wrong. Like, every time I sing that song, I mean, I still feel it, you know?
Sure.
I mean, I think you have to give a good performance.
Generally, strong performance or strong emotions don't really go much away. I mean, I did a show earlier in the summer where, out of the blue, it happened to be that the bridal party that was coming to my show and that I had to entertain was actually like the ex love of my life.
No way.
Yes, way. And you know,
I would have
as
bailed.
Much as I'm as much as I'm over it, it's still, you know, I was still like, went to the, as when she walked in, I saw her for the first time, I was like, bartender shot, you know. You know, so as much as you do put things away in the past, when you bring them out of yourself as you do in a song,
right,
those emotions must play a part again, you know. Yeah. It's like you're sort of reliving that part of your life over in a mini sort of way, right?
Every weekend.
All right, well, let's get to another memory, because every song comes from a memory or an idea, and we're gonna get to another one live here in studio. E-Rock, you want to set up the microphone over there by the guitar so we can get a... While he's doing that, I must say, we do have some great shows coming up on Cab Radio, including the 27th, where we have Sherry Contrary as part of our Halloween Spooktacular. And so stay tuned for other shows at Cab Radio coming up in the next few weeks, because we got some awesome stuff planned down the road, including some radio plays and all sorts of cool stuff to keep you entertained until the wee hours. Well, it's not wee yet. I don't think it's wee, but into the morning, the next day.
Some of my best work.
Exactly, me too. All right, Taylor Harp is here. He's got a show This Friday at the Rio Theater as part of the Rio Theater Showcase Series. It's going to be a great show. There's 7 performers. That's going to be Doors at 7, show at 7:30, and he's been playing some songs. We played his brand new single, Goodbye Jane, and Nat's Stone Broke off of his MySpace, which is MySpace/Taylor Harp Music.
That's correct.
So what are we going to hear here? What memory?
This song's called One Last Hooray, and it's just about, you know, just kind of being just under the radar and still struggling to keep doing what you love to do, and then kind of all the criticisms that everybody's got their 2 cents, you know?
For sure.
But it goes a little something like this. I'll be playing this at the Rio on Friday night with the band. It's got a killer keyboard solo, by the way.
Sailing at half mast, lost at sea. Out in the tempest, no harbor free. Walked out the church house, no one gate you believe. They planted the lies before we could speak, but I want one last hooray. Calls you a bum. Your mother felt the same. Well, I disagree. I'm just a 2-step away, and I want one last. Yeah. and I walk.
Taylor Harp here on Cab Radio.
Thanks.
Ow!
That was awesome.
Sounds great with the band, by the way.
At what point does the keyboard solo come into play?
Right about the end.
Nice ragtime, throwback ragtime blues tremolo solo.
Keyboard's starting to make an appearance back into the.
But bringing it back, game. Babe, and bringing it back.
It's good. It's great.
Especially when you got Pat Covington on keys.
I don't know who that is, I'm sorry.
No, you will. He's great.
Is he?
Yes. One of the best guys in town, I believe.
Well, that's definitely something to have on your album. With someone who's one of the best.
One of the best.
That's why
he's probably
we're
saying why the
third best in Vancouver. No, I'm just joking. We're almost... we're not almost out of time. We're going to get to E-Rock. We're going to play some of yours in a little bit, right? We're going to finish off the show on a song on yours.
I might play one.
Yeah. We're gonna finish off with E-Rock here. Or maybe you guys could like break it down or something.
Tell me what key it's in, baby.
Mother Ucka.
But we have to pay some bills, and then I'm gonna get to one more. Can I play? Because last time you were on the show on the old co-op show, you premiered Falling, but this is a different version. This is Diamond's take you have on MySpace here.
Diamond take, yeah.
So, you mind if I play this version?
No, man.
All right. Well, we're gonna take a quick break here to pay I will turn it up. Don't worry.
It's not
I got
the best
you.
Recording.
Okay. Well, we got it. It's we got old. It covered. We're going to pay a CITR bill here. This is Cab Radio every Tuesday night at 11. Stay tuned. We're going to be back right after this.
Sweet.
We're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
You'll roll your eyes when I roll on by. Never used to be that way. Funny how things change. How easily you can say. You down your street where the sand and water meet. And easy making up time. Yeah.
The Diamond Take. Who's Diamond?
Diamond Dave Rivas, fantastic drummer. Unfortunately, he lives in Edmonton, Alberta. I was out there visiting, playing a couple shows. He had a studio. You know, we're old friends. We were just jamming. And he asked me to play a few songs I was working on. I didn't know he was recording it. And I don't know, we got that take. That was the first time he had ever heard that song. So I think that's why they call him Diamond Dave, man.
Nice. It was a nice version.
Yeah.
Different than the one we premiered back in the day.
Better, I think. Not as good a recording, but it's about the take, I think.
I think so. I think you sang it better, especially that last little bit with the... You really let loose in there. It sounded nice. We're here with Taylor Harp. He's got a show coming up this Friday, October 9th at the Rio Theater. This is the Rio Theater Showcase Series. It's featuring Vancouver's most promising singer-songwriters. There's 7 stellar people on that lineup, so make sure you go down. Check them out. Doors are at 7 p.m. Show is at 7:30. We also have some tickets to give away if you'd like to win, 604-822-2487, or if you are listening to the podcast. If we don't hear from you tonight and you're listening tomorrow, you can email me at cabaradio@gmail.com. That's cabaradio@gmail.com. And just put in the tagline, I want some Rio Theater tickets. I also have some tickets to give away for Where the Wild Things Are, the midnight show for next week. Not this week, like I mentioned in upcoming events. Next week. I was so excited that I would get to go to a midnight show this Thursday, but I'm not going to because it's next week. But you can check out their Monty Python double bill on their cult classic Fridays. Also, stay tuned for Cab Radio After Dark tonight. I'm going to continue on with some sort of indie rock sounds. It's Score, 20 years of Verge Records, the covers. So it's all these bands covering other bands. So it's pretty cool. There's The Shins and Ryan Adams. Who else is on here? The New Pornographers is on here. We have, who else? Death Cab for Cutie. So name all sorts of...
Name some of the ones that are still independent.
Okay, sure. St. Vincent and the National.
That sounds independent.
The Hive Dwellers. Ted Leo and the Pharmacists.
Mm-hmm. Good name.
Time's New Viking. The Apples in Stereo. Lavender Diamond. Lavender Diamond, that sounds like one of those... porn names you used to make up, you know, when you take your like middle name and your dog's name or something like that.
Street name.
Yeah.
Where do these guys come up with these cool names, man?
Mine would be Jack Beachwood.
Well, that's an interesting cover. Lavender Jack Diamond Hammer. Covering Destroyer, New Way of Living. So that should be interesting.
A friend of mine told me a good one the other day. She told me this. Lancelot.
Lancelot.
Lawrence of Arabia.
Lawrence of
Arabia. That just conjures up a lot of images there. That one.
Glass.
Well, we're near the end of the show tonight, but as promised, E-Rock is here with his guitar. So, guys,
this thing in my hand here.
You know, when I came on the show, I knew at some point we were going to go down like the road of porn star names. I knew we'd go there eventually.
Well,
as soon as I walked in the room, I had that feeling. That it was that kind of show.
We usually do.
It ends that way most nights.
Most nights in the porn star talk. So what you got for us over there? Are you getting to jam a little bit? You guys want to jam?
This is a song I wrote back in the day, back when I was just a wee little lad.
Hit it, E-Rock. we'll key you in there. Maybe I'll... Okay.
Pretty straightforward. This song is called Shine. Actually, kind of weird. You did a...
musical.
Thank you. Called
Shine.
I have a song called
Shine.
We both
Shine.
When we do the
Shine.
In performances.
Shine. I don't know where you're going with this.
I don't know where I'm going either. I'm just trying to procrastinate.
All right.
For me to unwind. Well, see.
here we go, uh-oh, it's time to let you know the reasons that I'm here. See the reasons that I flow. I know I don't fit into the description, which you've been wishing to me. No baggage, I got no ICE. But you listen close to my vocal technique. You see, it's something never seen, always positively unique. You see, it's somewhere in between, being hip-hop and see. You're tired playing fool with the funky thunk. I got so many flows, you're gonna like the Nile. I'm guaranteed to give you smile. Second guess, no, I've been blessed with the purpose to be the best MC the city's ever seen. I mean, I ain't handpicked, no, I've been slammed with this unbelievable opportunity to sing it like this. In my music, my lyrics, it is what it is. Just don't take it for what it's worth. In the minute, you might just take it. So give me the mic, you give me the light, you give me the right, you give me the time, you give me the rhythm, I'll give me the rhyme, time, I'll give you the mind. I got skills for you. Oh, I got what you need. Oh, I've got everything that you. Now, I forgot, oh, what you crave. It's a little bit of this, it's a little bit of that. A little bit of something that we all got. It's a little bit of this, it's a little bit of that. A little bit of something that we all got. It's a little bit of this. It's been a long time since I've played this. To the left.
Solo moments.
Yes. Those are those moments with Teddy and E-Rock.
Here, give me that riff again. We'll go out on that.
What riff?
The one you're just doing. All right. Everyone's time to shine. Make sure you know if you're out there. You can be Nat Stone Broke. You can break things if you're a Nat. Big mountains, crush them. But you need other people around because we all need other Nats in our lives. Thanks for listening to the show this week. I want to thank my guest Taylor Harp for being here. He's got a show this Friday at the Rio Theater. Go check it out. It's going to be all sorts of great music. It's going to be fun. Doors are at 7. Show is at 7:30, so you don't want to miss any of the action. 7 emerging, promising singer-songwriters. Some of them are already emerged. I want to thank E-Rock. He put together a great promo that we premiered at the beginning of the show.
I emerged from my mama.
We're going to replace our old one with that because it's time to move on. It's an exciting time coming up here in Cab Radio, so stay tuned for more things to come, including our Halloween Spooktacular on the 27th with Sherry Contrary. It's just going to be some great times. We're doing some radio plays, so stay tuned for all of that. This is Cab Radio 101.9 FM. You can catch us online at CITR.ca or on iTunes. Just search CITR-Cab Radio. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, anything like that, you know, have some cool ideas. Someone just sent me one today about calling it doing a Western show and doing some cabaroteo. I thought that was pretty good. So thanks for those suggestions. Keep them coming. That's at cabradio@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on our Facebook page. So just beautiful music here tonight. It is my birthday this weekend. I am turning 30 years old, and if you'd like to join me in celebrating leaving my 20s, please come down either Saturday at Dollhouse Studios starting at 10 for the Oktoberlesque. It's going to be kick-ass. It's going to be the Camembert Records people there, Josh Martinez, some rad DJs, hip-hop, German beer, you know, mustaches, all sorts of great stuff. Or you can check out Kitty Nights on Sunday for Kitty Night Presents Smooth Birthday Bash. It's going to be a great time. April Beale, Lola Frost, Lawrence of Alabia, Burgundy Bricks Professor, and guest DJ.
Are we doing another upcoming event section here, Teddy?
Hey, it's I'm trying to redeem myself over here, E-Rock, okay? Because I fucked it up. So I'm getting it in now, okay?
This riff.
Hey, it's my birthday. Just keep playing your riff over there, you two.
I'm sorry, sir.
Shut up and play your riff. All right, that's Cab Radio. Stay tuned for Cab Radio After Dark, because we got some radness coming your way in the terms of Score, 20 years of Verge Records, the covers. Many thanks, Taylor Harp. Thanks for staying.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming out playing. If you're in the neighborhood to party this weekend, we're doing some of that. So we'll see you next Tuesday on Cab Radio, 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM.
In a studio destined to create radio genius.
Nice to be here at CITI. I love a college radio.
It's amazing. It's like a self-propelled carnival ride. It's awesome.
Two guys came together to create one of the world's finest variety shows.
Sorry, Teddy. I was coming as fast as I could.
Oh, my God. There's press in the window. Look.
It's all about performances.
Cops and, you know, sirens. Lots of action here.
Lots of action.
Lots of action.
We got to keep catching phone call. Keep catching us off guard when we see a phone call come in here. So we're working. Detail.
Every Tuesday night at 11 o'clock p.m., CITR 101.9 FM brings a show like no other.
Because we're going to go behind the scenes and let you know all the hidden details and all the secrets. Girl dressed up as a guy. I've seen a couple of those mustaches.
I'm adjusting myself as we speak.
Oh.
Teddy Smooth and E-Rock present Cabaret Radio.
You stroke it more, you'll get better at it.
If you're a freak, if you're a geek, if you like cabaret, take a listen to this.